Do you have your mic exactly where you want it?
Yep.
Just, so if we were to start, you'd be like, okay, yeah, this sounds good.
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
How many of our listeners do you think?
Are you already starting?
Yeah.
Oh, like, I can't think.
You're now rocking with TDF Everything. Movies versus Matrimony.
Welcome back, everybody. This is round 16 of Movies versus Matrimony. And I'm Daniel, the one that's excited.
I'm pretty excited. Excuse me, I called you and said what?
Get those mics ready, baby. We're recording a podcast. Well, you said filming, but I knew what you meant because we film and we record.
Yeah.
Excellent. Speaking of filming and recording podcasts, let's get to the comment section.
Yeah, bdddddddddddddddddddd.
The comment section. So, I guess we should start with the big one. We find longtime listener, first time contributor, Jobin85. Is that her name?
Yeah, I don't know why it's Jobin.
You and me both, but that's not what's important. What's important is she loved when I said he's 100% dead. She laughed her fucking ass. No, just laughed her ass off. LMAO. No F.
100% dead.
Yeah. He's been dead. And then she really laughed. So thank you for putting your comment form in onomatopoeic way that we know exactly what was going on. You not remember that when I said Bernie Mac's been dead? 100% dead. See, you're laughing again.
I didn't remember.
We also have Watchova. No. Watch V Ova. It was better when I said Watchova. Anyway, he just said, well done, exclamation mark. He's got a picture with him in sunglasses, so you know he's cool. There was another really nice one. Sticker U said nice with an exclamation mark. And L underscore Bond gave us two okay signs.
Oh. yeah.
Well, high you five. Don't like that?
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, so that's what's going on. And we did not forget. We are saving the best for last in terms of comments.
Oh yes,
because Bitmoji Queen came with a vengeance since she missed commenting for a section of it. So on our episode, on our round 15 episode, she said, late response to Movies versus Matrimony number 14, never seen Requiem for a Dream, and don't mind Jennifer Connelly. She does jilted wife stuff well. Also agree to J-Lo's stiff actor, especially when cast outside of her usual Cinderella type roles. So take that, you both of you. And then I guess she actually listened to the episode and said, loved your warm-up session at the beginning, and I love your I love yous at the end. I know you did that at the end of 14 as well. So cute. Your rapport continues to keep me tuning in. Can you really see a video of MVSM podcast, or are you joshing? I'm not answering that. Like, I like life a lot, and you're right. It does capture your attention in a sad yet humorous way. Still stands the test of time. Can't Get Right is still my fave character, and enjoyed the flamboyant gay cross-dresser character as well. Actually saw it recently on Bet. I don't know what that is. And enjoyed it thoroughly. Joking.
Oh. Are you serious? I'm like, okay, Daniel.
And she said,
Let me teach you a little something here.
And then she said, glad Pauline is now a fan.
I am a big fan, Bitmoji Queen.
So I have a thing in the comment section. No one wrote this. I just thought, I feel like in the last episode you said that the only win was life. But I feel like you also liked it in Bruges.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
You did. You even admitted everybody listened to the In Bruges episode, which will be easy to do because we label all of them with the movie. Or just listen to all of them until you find out which one is In Bruges.
No, I think that I didn't really like it that much.
Okay, you're just trying to be hurtful now.
What? No, I don't really like it that much.
I don't believe you. That can't be true. Anyway, here we go, guys. It's, as I said, round 16. I think I did. I probably did. And I'm vamping for time.
Round 16?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Quickly.
Did it? I mean, we still have...
It's almost a year that we've been doing it, yeah.
Almost. So, there's 5 movies on the table. Which one will we be watching?
I hope it's not Princess Diaries.
Me too. I honestly, if it is, it's going to be so disappointing. I wish you didn't say that.
Oh, sorry. Oops, sorry.
Anyway, here we go. These are the options. Attack the Block, Goon, Her, The Princess Diaries, What We Do in the Shadows, but
not Wild.
Excellent. We did it. The coordinates are in. We're going to figure it. Exactly. And we'll see you on the other side. Yeah. Okay. Let's go. I'm on a roll, you guys. If everyone's listening, Pauline just has one more movie before all of her movies are out. And then she will truly have won Movies versus Matrimony. So I am...
No, that's not the how you win or lose this game.
I mean, that's not how you win the battles, but it's how you win the war. If you catch my drift.
I don't.
Neither do I.
I don't get, what are they called?
Idioms?
Colloquialisms?
Well, it's not a colloquialism.
But I just like the word.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks for my water. It's fine. It's right in my arm's reach. No problem. Thanks.
You know what? It is a problem. 4 vampires, Viago, Vladislav, Deakin, and Peter, share a flat in Wellington suburb of Tiaro. Although it's just too long. We're doing What We Do in the Shadows, and I could not be happier. This is going to be amazing. One of my favorite...
The only amazing part of it is an hour and 20 minutes long.
I mean, it could be 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Daniel.
Who knows?
Is it?
We'll have to find out.
I'm turning it off. I'm pouring water on the laptop.
Don't do that. That would be horrible. Everyone would be like, oh, I didn't like that part where the episode just cut out.
It's 35 seconds in.
Guys, it's a director that I have a hard time pronouncing his name, but I'm just going to take a swig, Taika Waititi. He's done this movie. He's done the other one they did. He's done Hunt for the Wilder People. I'm trying to search for that Flight of the Conchords. That is the main thing I'm looking.
Is this Monty Python?
It's not Monty Python. Get out of here with Monty Python. What are you, Bitmoji Queen? No one likes Monty Python except for her. Here we go. No, I'm joking. Everyone likes Monty Python but you.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, of course. Oh. I like Monty Python. So here we go. We're on the Defender Films, not the subpar Netflix series. Just a production company that helped make this movie possible. If you're ready to go, we're ready to go.
We're ready.
It's happening. Do you have any idea about what this movie is about?
Yeah, you just read a summary.
So I read a sentence that...
Four vampires, Vladimir Putanovsky, Pieter, and Wilbur or something.
Pieter.
Maybe
Deakin.
Wilmot.
So before
Did you hear what I said?
Wilmot, yes. That's a good joke, but I feel like no one knows it.
I know, but you should have laughed more than that.
Well, okay. You make a good point, but I feel like that was a little too inside.
I'm not telling any jokes.
That's too inside baseball, I think. Especially since we haven't had a time to run it by Wilmot.
Well, what would he have to do with it?
Everything. So I guess it's going to tell you here, but I'm not going to get into this. I'm not going to read that. It's already hurting my head. Just... What you should know is vampires are real in this world. So there are, but what that also means is there's Buffy the Vampire Slayers. So the vampires should keep it on the hush that they are actual vampires. Because in this world, you legitimately could just kill a vampire and no one would be like, how could you do this? These are 4 friends and, you know, the joke, because they're vampires, they're immortal. So like the teenager of the group is like 100 years old. There he is. That's the director and the main player. And he's got a love story that I think you might like.
Oh, yeah?
Because I don't remember how old he is, but I mean, obviously the visuals are funny because the woman is legitimately like 97 years old that they get to play. But he's, 379 years old. So she's a younging to him. But they met when I guess he probably could have still looked like that, but they met when she was young and they fell in love. And a lot of his story is about if he's going to build up the courage to like actually talk to her. Because I guess what happened was he wanted to send himself to her. And he was a rich count back in the day.
And honestly, this movie is horrible already. This is exactly the type of movie I hate.
You're gonna love it.
I hate it I can already tell. I can't even really hear the dialogue, and I can already tell it's exactly what I don't like.
Well, they're also
their jokes are probably they're
from
so
New
horrible.
Zealand. So,
oh, God.
Yeah, he's like the trouble.
Everything. I hate it.
He's the troublemaker.
Oh, yeah, because he's hanging upside down.
Yeah, he doesn't do his chores. And they have an amazing bit about the chore wheel and how he's like, I don't remember what he says. So it's unfortunate for me, I guess. Hopefully I remember. Oh, there's Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords having a. Here's what I'll say about this right away. A knock for this movie. I know I'm really not putting my best foot forward, but this movie shows him having that orgy in there. But then for most of the movie, he's like fumbling, trying to get with women. So where did those women go, I guess is my thing. He shouldn't be bad at, oh, here's the scary vampire, like legitimately scary vampire. He's like Nosferatu. P-tier.
This is horrible.
He's like the oldest. Nothing has happened yet. What do you mean it's horrible? You'll never like it if you don't watch.
I can tell you right now, I'm never going to like this movie. Ew!
Yeah, he's scary.
It's disgusting.
I'm going to tell you right now, don't worry, he dies pretty quickly.
How does he die? Vampires are immortal.
You can't have sunlight, can't have garlic.
Oh, yeah.
Get stabbed through the...
Stake in the heart.
Yeah, stake in the heart.
Ew, he's so ew.
Yeah, he's very upsetting.
He's really off-putting.
But I really do find it. I got over it and found him funny. But yeah, initially I was like, ugh, no, thank you.
I hate this movie. This is the worst pick you've had.
What do you think? You think it's worse than Civil War?
Yeah.
So you're admitting that Civil War is pretty good.
I'm not admitting it's pretty good. I'm saying it's better. It's slightly.
So you're saying.
It's slightly better than the worst movie I've ever seen.
You haven't seen this movie yet.
I have seen enough. I can tell you right now, I hate this movie.
He's 1,000 years old. So.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah, he is the oldest.
Why is this guy knitting?
Because he doesn't care.
Sorry, these are vampires too?
They're all vampires, yeah.
Why don't they look like that Tales from the Crypt Keeper?
Because they're technically the younger versions of that. Like, he's... Yeah, this was the chore wheel joke. He's like, that's not the point of the wheel. But he... Basically, he probably turned
them... You should tell Ben to do the wheel.
Yeah. Ben, right? If you're listening...
Watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, watch
but
it.
Skip
it's on Netflix.
Only to this part and don't watch any... Ew, look at all those dishes.
Yeah, so they're getting upset because he just keeps bringing people over. So when they...
Drain their blood.
To eat them, but they have to feed them first.
Sorry, are they actually vampires or are they doing some sort of experiment?
No, they're legitimately vampires. That's what I said at the beginning. Vampires are real in this.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell what that meant because I was also trying to read the writing, which looked like it was like the vampires were real, but they were pretending to be vampires.
No, they're not pretending. But I think that Peter guy that we saw, I'm just going to keep calling him Nosferatu. He is like original style vampire, like probably the original creature of a vampire. And then these are humans who are turned.
Gross.
Yeah.
Vampires don't scare me, though.
No, I don't. I think what vampires are supposed to be, or like you're supposed to be like, oh, that's so sexual, because you know the whole like coming in and going for your neck. I do think that the
people
idea
are
is,
supposed to find vampires sexual.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously through Twilight, but like the original ones, like Count Dracula, and that idea was that you're being seduced and then you're like succumbing to your inner desires.
Have you seen Twilight?
The first one only.
Oh, let's watch the second one tonight.
No, thank you.
Why?
Because I got girl trip. Legally.
Yeah, I bought it at the store.
This is, they do funny gas.
I can't believe you actually like rented it from Blockbuster.
Yeah, we went to Blockbuster and got it. Yeah, the, they do cool sight gags, like when they want to go out to, like they want to hang out and go out to the clubs, they, because they can't see themselves in mirrors, they have to get the person to describe what they look like to themselves.
He's like, can't, no. Vampires can't see themselves in a mirror?
Yeah, that's a thing. And another thing you have to, oh, so his big thing is he loves torturing, and he used to be called Vlad the Poker. And when there's going to be a new vampire that shows up, he shows up and he's like, what do you want? He's like, this is Facebook. And he's like, what? You can just see people on Facebook? He's like, yeah. He's like, you can poke them too. And Vlad's like, yeah, let's poke them. It's a really funny joke. But yeah, they can't see each other in the mirror, so they have to like explain their outfits to each other.
Can't they take a picture of one another? Will
well,
that
no,
not
then
show
you can't,
up?
You can't show up in a picture either. And then they... They also, you have to invite a vampire in.
Yes.
So they go to a club and they go to the bouncer. Can you please invite us in? And the bouncer's like, I don't care. If you want to come in, come in. They're like, yeah, but you have to invite. We can't come in. And then he's like, if you can't come in, go away. They're like, but we'd like to come in. And it's just a funny back and forth.
So sorry, but there's tons of vampires in this movie.
Like they're the
world
only, like,
is vampires.
There's also werewolves. And there's going to be a scene with them that's funny because the werewolves hate these vampires and they call them the F word, like a terrible thing for a homosexual person.
Oh, okay.
And the guy, the leader, is like, hey, we're werewolves, not swearwolves. We're better than that. Stop that.
That's the only
Yeah, but like this type of stuff, like where they actually start doing vampire stuff when they get mad at each other.
It looks like it was filmed in someone's basement.
That guy who's in between Jermaine and the director is just a gardener. So they like it really, yeah. It really is like
that's kind of cool.
They just put, well, because the studio was like, you have to cast someone big for that role, and they were like, nah, we won't take your money then. We just want this guy because we know he'll kill it.
I see. This is why it looks like it's filmed in a basement.
Yeah, but then his next movie was Hunt for the Wilder People, which was really well done. But and then his next movie will be Thor Ragnarok. I know people were waiting for me to say that.
Oh yeah.
Cannot wait.
When is that coming out?
Next week,
ew,
basically.
I really hate that guy. Which day?
You know, it's not next week. It's the week after next.
Which day, though?
But when people are listening to this, next week, Thursday. Or did you make plans?
No, I didn't make plans.
I reminded you and everything.
No, I did not make plans.
Friday we have Arcade Fire.
Okay, right? That's what I was making sure that it wasn't on that day.
So the thing for Vlad the Poker, the big thing is they keep building up that there's the Beast, and the Beast shamed him, and that's why he's living here now. Like, he used to be big and bad, and people were actually afraid of him, but the Beast bested him in battle, and then he was, like, embarrassed, and he went away. And then
he's claying.
Yeah. He's, like, he's a really nice character in this. Like, he doesn't even like having to suck people's blood, and so there's... I mean, it's pretty gory, but there's a scene where he's, like, trying his best to, like, bite so just the bit of blood that he needs comes up, but then he accidentally hits an artery and it goes everywhere, and he's just like, gross, no thank you. But the Vlad guy, the Beast is actually just his ex-wife who made him feel emasculated, and he hates her so much.
Sorry, the Beasts are things...
No, the Beast is just another vampire, but... They don't call her that. Like, the movie is trying to play it up like there's actually going to be some big beast that he has to fight. And then you realize he just got sensitive and his ex-wife made him feel bad.
I see.
But there's, yeah, there's just a really, the guy will get here, the guy that they turn finally. And then there's also a woman who wants to be turned into a vampire, and she like loves Vlad.
Oh, people want to be turned?
Well, certain people, yeah. Did you ever see Interview with the Vampire?
Nope.
Oh, it's kind of like that stuff. Ragnarok?
Scotiabank,
yeah. It's like the same style as Interview with a Vampire. In Interview with a Vampire, Brad Pitt is like, you might as well just turn me into a vampire because I hate my life. And Tom Cruise is like, you're not going to like it. And
but that's not the answer. Then you're alive forever.
Yeah, that's kind of what they tell him. I don't remember the movie well. I remember liking it a lot. Maybe people don't like that movie, but I really liked it. And I thought Tom Cruise was really good in it. And Kirsten Dunst was amazing in it. And she was only 12. But she played a woman who was, well, not, she just played a girl that got her blood sucked when she was 12. So she'd aged for so long, but she was still in this 12-year-old's body. And it was like a really cool thing they did. Yeah, so this is the story. He's like, I told my servant Philip to send me to her, but then he accidentally sent him to the wrong place, and it took forever. And by the time he got there, I guess she was too old and he didn't recognize her or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is like setting up his love story of being like, I still want to be with her. Because for him, obviously, she's still young.
Hmm.
Spoiler alert, they do get together and it's a very sweet moment.
Looks pretty sweet.
Well, this, I don't even know what's happening. Well, that's the one memory he has of her, I guess.
Why is he using his gloves? He doesn't want to ruin
you can't,
it.
The metal. You can't, it's like silver, and that's also how
I
you
thought can, that was for werewolves
so,
only.
So did I, but maybe they just use it for this too.
Hmm.
Yeah, he just said it. They can't wear silver.
Oh, I guess I've heard of this. Oh, yeah.
Burning him.
Burns the skin.
Love hurts. Not with me, though, baby.
You're right. Love you.
Love you too. This is, I wish I remembered the actual gags the way I remembered the Life stuff, but I haven't seen this as many times as I've seen Life.
Honestly, I can tell why.
Well, it just came out like 2 years ago.
It's not great.
You know who else loves it? Adrian.
This?
Yeah, she was going to do an LDF podcast episode about this.
Really?
Well, she said if
she
was
would like this.
This is an amazing movie.
No, she would like this, and so would Lindsay. Yeah. I'm sure Lindsay likes this.
I feel like most people who saw it in earnest and not in this setup would like it.
No. I wouldn't have.
Fair enough.
This is exactly what I don't like in movies. Like,
oh, because it's docudrama. Yeah, see? They can't see each other in the mirror. And you just saw that they were drawing so that they could see what they look like.
Why can't he just describe it?
I mean, it's probably better for the movie that they draw it.
I guess. Which year is this supposed to be in,
This is modern day. You'll see once they leave. Well, they already have left, but I guess you weren't paying attention. Like, it's just their house that's old-timey, but it is modern day.
Okay. Because they're wearing, like, really old clothes.
Yeah, like, my guess is they're just wearing what, like, to them seems good.
Cool, but yeah. But they are, like, part of the real world.
Yeah, but they also can't be out in the real world that much. So they go Well, you can't be out during the day. And also, you don't want people to know you're a vampire because then they'll try and kill you.
Oh, the people want to kill the vampires.
Yeah, this is all stuff I said at the beginning. They're, like, legit vampire slayers in this world.
I think I missed a chunk of my life.
Okay.
About 20 minutes ago. I think I was just concentrating on how much I was going to hate this.
Fair enough. Yeah, see, they're just on a regular bus.
So people don't know, and they're going to try and slay them.
So people know that there are such a thing as vampire, but I guess if you saw those guys, you wouldn't, like, unless they were actually sucking someone's blood out in the open, you couldn't just make the assumption that they're vampires.
Gotcha.
And they go to a club where people dress like that, and I think the idea is that all the vampires in the know still go to that club, but also they go, yeah, this is the joke I was telling you about where people are like, I don't care, just come in, and like, no, please, just say that you want us to come in.
So wouldn't they have like vampire rules? Like,
so, oh, that's another one. Do not eat human food, and that will come into play.
Why?
They can only drink blood.
Only?
Yeah, it makes them throw up and like, yeah. So these vampires just do it out in the open.
Is that Julia Louis-Dreyfus?
Nah, no. There's no American stars in this movie. It is all people from New Zealand. As I said, one of the leads is a gardener.
Oh yeah, I do remember you saying that.
Yeah, Jemaine Clement is the biggest star in this movie.
I don't even know who that is.
For me, this made me be like, oh, the director's good at acting too. But
that's Jermaine Clement?
Yeah, that's Jermaine Clement.
Who is he?
He's one half of Flight of the Conchords.
Ugh. Do you like Flight of the Conchords?
I love it. That's what Filmmakers is based on. We watched Flight of the Conchords and we're like, well, what if we did that? But instead of cutting to songs, we cut to movies.
I feel bad not knowing that little fact about the thing you're most proud of in life.
The thing that I'm second most proud of now, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman here is the woman that he constantly just gets her to do things. So he will be like, yeah, go out into the world and get
me.
Does
she know he's a vamp?
Yeah, no, she wants to get turned. That she's the woman.
Oh,
he's like,
okay.
And he's like, yeah, but you're like in training. You're going to be like my intern. And like he keeps pushing the goal, like the goal line. So she'll be like, okay, I did this. And he'll be like, yeah, but you got to do this again. So like she does his laundry. She does like she goes and like she brings in the people for them to suck their blood, which you'd think she'd be like, can you just do mine? But I guess the idea is you can also just kill someone.
Yeah.
You could just take so much of their blood, they're dead.
You could.
Which I think that happens with them. She's very funny in this movie. But you would have to be actually just listening to her.
But she seems like she would be funny if I'm being honest.
Yeah, she's very funny and she has a husband too. But like she's like really into this.
The D? Did she say the D?
The deal. You know what I do. Very exciting.
Very exciting.
We're both good at New Zealand accents.
Are we?
I used to have an inn. My mom said that she had New Zealand neighbors one time.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, Lynette, look at the darkies. Lynette.
Oh my gosh, yes. Your mom has definitely shared those stories.
That used to be my touchstone, but now I can't do it as well. I once convinced someone better than Aiden did that I was from Australia with the accent because I was really into watching Flight of the Conchords, which is New Zealand, but I was like, I can kind of figure out how to do the accent differently. Yeah, so this is they've invited people over
to eat them.
Yeah, so they don't know that, and they're not turning them, they're just trying to eat them.
So they just feed and then they let them go?
No, I think they die. Well, she certainly will die because of the joke I told you where he accidentally hits an artery. And you can see he's so like averse to the mess that he's already putting the paper down. And he's like probably feeling bad because she's talking about all the goals she has in life, about how she's like before going to university, she's going to go to Spain and stuff like that. And he's kind of like, nope, no, you're not. It's weird that she doesn't already know what's about to happen. He's being very weird. But I guess that, yeah, see, this is it. Very gross.
Gross. It's probably a little bit loud, babe.
Nah, it'll be fine.
You think so?
I don't know. It's already at 4. Okay. 5 is usually the good one.
Okay.
Yeah, she's dead.
Oh, he's so sad.
Yeah, he doesn't, like... Of the three, there's going to be a new one, as I keep alluding to, but he definitely does not like being a vampire for these reasons.
So is she now a vampire?
No, she's just dead.
How do you turn someone into a vampire?
You just do it a little bit. Like, you bite them, but you can't drain them of their blood.
How do you? No, but you can still feed on someone and not turn them.
Yeah, but that's because you're doing it in, like, pacing.
What?
They're going to turn one. You'll see how it works. They're going to turn somebody successfully.
He reminds me of someone, and I don't know who it is, but he's really creepy.
Paul was very much like... He didn't have that long hair, by the way. When when we were filming Filmmakers, he was like, he could really hit that Jemaine Clement thing.
Hmm.
But he's different in this because he's Russian.
Are they all Russian?
No, they're all from different places.
Transylvania?
Peter must be from Transylvania. Yeah, this is them telling the story of the beast and making it seem like he got beat by some mythical. A humiliating defeat. I'm glad I got that right. I kept saying the beast, and I was like, they wouldn't say the bitch.
The penis on his chest?
Yeah. Yeah, see, they keep showing you these pictures to make it seem like that's what the beast looks like, but it isn't.
What does it look like again?
Just a normal woman. Like, I mean, it looks like as normal as it, because it's just a vampire.
Yeah.
She, you know what? So what happens is you see her because every year there's like a...
Can these vampires lure people with their eyes? Like, can they seduce
them? So they play with it. Like, they obviously do have powers, but you can't tell if he legitimately lured that person over or if they legitimately just heard him going like that by accident and come over. But there is a scene where they have to, like, wipe a cop's memory, and they successfully do it. It doesn't last long, but they are. So, like, they keep playing with, like, how strong they are. So this guy, the guy, is going to get turned.
And he's the girl?
I don't remember. Maybe. I don't know if they accidentally kill her or if she I think she might get away.
No, I mean the girl with the flower dress.
You mean, like, the one that they just brought over, not the woman who's trying to turn. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
No, the woman who's trying to turn.
I can't remember if she gets turned, if I'm being honest. But, like, he keeps putting it off. Like, because once she becomes a vampire, she obviously isn't going to try and do anything for him. She's going to be able to do her own stuff.
Yeah.
So he just he's constantly, like, making sure she has to do.
Would you want to be a vampire?
No, that would be horrible. For exactly the reason what's-his-face. You just keep living and people die out and you're still there.
I'd rather be a vampire than some other beast.
So that's the thing. They go to a place where, like, goblins, vampires, witches, werewolves. Nah, maybe not werewolves, actually.
There's witches?
Yeah, it's scary.
Oh, Daniel.
And this new guy who gets turned, I don't remember. They hate him because he does not respect vampire culture at all, even when he is a vampire. But they love his human friend, and the human friend is always just like, "Hi, I'm Ted. I work in computer sciences." But, like, when he goes to the party, no humans are allowed, and they're just like, "Hey, who are you?" He's like, "Hi, I'm Ted. I work in computer." He's like, "No, he's a vampire. Don't listen to him." And then they're like, "Listen, we're gonna have to give up someone. And then, like, they're all like, "We can't kill Ted. Like, Ted's amazing." Like, they just. Like, they even knit him a sweater at one point. Like, they just really liked it. But they hate this
guy. So what's the point of this movie?
It's like a mockumentary. It's supposed to be like The Office, but only one episode of it instead of a whole 8 seasons.
They
did
not accomplish any of the greatness of The Office.
Yeah, so this is his thing where he's like, "I didn't know you liked eating worms," and then the spaghetti looks like worms to them. So I guess they do have powers. Like, they are able to manipulate people. I feel like that woman goes away. Like, I think she gets
canned
away.
Spaghetti.
He made his penis into a snake.
Do you like Chef Boyardee?
No. I used to love it, but the taste of it, I'm just like, meh.
I quite enjoy it.
It's too mushy now, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, my cock turned into a snake.
Yeah, see, I just don't like the language that they use.
Yeah, it's very rough.
Yeah.
This is a good time to see what the parental guy says about the language.
Good segue.
Why isn't it on the page that I already wanted it to be on? The unnamed app that I use, IMDb. Jackie.
So she brought them over to
That's basically what they all want her to do.
Gotcha.
Parents Guide. Sex and nudity gets a 5 out of 10. Several sexual references and partial nudity. From a distance,
What is this cat?
Yeah, I guess that's his power. He can just look like things.
He can shapeshift?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, shapeshift. Man is briefly shown with three women kissing him, bare buttocks. An old painting, one that you'd see in a museum, and an old textbook shows a naked woman for 1 second. A naked man is shown, but his penis is pixelated out. A vampire closes his coffin, and the lid then moves up and down, suggesting masturbation. I don't remember that. I think that's the other guy. Violence and gore only got a 7 out of 10. I would say this is a pretty gory film.
Yeah.
Vampires mess up, hits the jugular, and blood sprays everywhere. One scene of an attack by werewolves on a human, that does get very gruesome. I still don't know how I got a 7 out of 10 instead of at least a 9. One scene of a vampire on fire and eventually burned to a crisp, that's Peter. And all of the gore, violence, blood is comically over the top, and all of it is played for laughs. Profanity, less than 10 fuck words. But at least half are almost unintelligible, given the speed of the dialogue and heavy accents. That's just this person's personal problem. If you were from New Zealand, you'd definitely be able to understand what was going on.
Ew, the old
Peter
one.
Got him. Boom. It's funny that I said I was going to call him Nosferatu, but that's too, it takes too long. Peter's definitely easier.
I hate him.
That guy gets Peter killed.
Good.
See, this... I would just leave if I were her. Would she, like, she's got to clean up after them.
Because she wants to be them?
Yeah, she wants to be them.
2 months later.
Frightening, intense scenes. Peter's appearance may be frightening to some. The violence is played only for laughs, but could be too intense for some of you. That's a good way to put it.
Yep.
I don't like these scenes. These scenes could get cut if they wanted to.
Stupid. Like, this, I hate these kinds of movies. I am in no way won over on this, just FYI.
Yeah, I feel like you're a little bit interested.
I'm not.
In the Beast.
I'm not interested in the Beast at all.
Yeah. I don't remember her name. I feel like her name is Beastola. Jillian or Pam. It's like a woman in my life that I know. Beastola. But to be clear, she doesn't know that people call her the Beast.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, here, this guy, the new guy.
So now Nick. He lives with them.
I mean, it's
the
in his best
name is Nick?
No, Nick is the guy that they turned.
Oh, I was like,
No. Yeah, and he just goes out, and he's the one who eats, like, fries because he, like, hates just having blood, and he barfs, and it's disgusting.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick. And then he's out, and he's like, I'm a vampire. And the guy's like, really? Because I'm a vampire slayer. He's like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, nah, like, are you really a vampire? And he's like, yeah, I really am. And then the guy tracks him to their house and burns Peter to a crisp and almost kills the rest of them.
So disgusting.
Yeah, Peter doesn't like him, obviously. But this is before he knew for sure he was a vampire. I feel like this doctor's just like, well, you're definitely going to become a vampire, so we can just kill you now.
You just become a vampire? Like,
yeah, his teeth are coming in. See, he's losing the ability to the...
Ew, this seems horrible.
Yeah, it was a horrible transformation. It would be no good. This is all stuff they missed. You know my thing with eyes. That was disturbing to me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a 7 out of 10 for gore. I feel like it is... Yeah, they're not allowed to draw attention to yourself, as I've said.
Why don't they clean this house?
That's the whole thing. He refuses to clean.
It's disgusting.
I wonder if vampires can get sick. I guess getting sick is like what happens when you eat human food.
What does their vomit look like?
It looks horrible. It looks painful. It looks like it's acid coming out of them.
Gross.
Hey, Odie. Welcome back. Has Peter grown on you yet?
No.
Really? This is him being... Oh, I guess they're all with him. I'm waiting for his friend to show up. because I really like how much they like his friend. His name's Stu, by the way. Not Ted. I just picked Ted. Unfortunately, they only picked 5 people for this cast on IMDb, so I'm not able to find out what the Beast's real name is, so we'll have to wait for that. Yeah, there's Stu, and they love him. And I think at certain times he tries to turn Stu, or just at least eat him, and the guys are like, don't do that to Stu. What's wrong with you?
So this is the guy.
Yeah. And it's unclear whether Stu actually grasps that they're vampires. I think he's just like, these are crazy guys my friend Nick hangs out with. As you can see, like, there's nothing wrong with him. I just don't think he cares about anything, really.
He doesn't.
No, he helps them in the end, but that's more because they're friends with him.
He reminds me of someone, too, but I don't know who.
Mm. He's the human, by the way.
These people are so off-putting.
Stu is the human that gets torn to bits by the werewolf, by the way. Just letting you know.
Oh, yikes. They must be sad about that.
They are, but they put them back together, I think. It's very disturbing. There's a chance that he ends up turning into a werewolf. And then they are forced to like be friends with the werewolves because they're like, well, we like Stu so much. So I guess this is the first time you're seeing them in the bar.
So they can't drink.
That's a good question. I'm sure they can drink, right?
So why would they go to the bar then?
Yeah, they got to find people to seduce and eat.
Oh, I guess.
You can't just keep eating. Well, can't ever eat from a vampire.
What do you mean? You couldn't feed off another vampire, you don't think?
No, I don't think they've got the blood for it.
Oh, there is no blood in a vampire.
I'm going to go with that.
Oh, someone needs to teach him how to be a vampire.
They're trying and he just refuses. He's like, I don't care about your stupid rules.
Oh.
I think this is a werewolf thing. I love the werewolves. The werewolves are led by Rhys Darby, who is, there's Rhys Darby with the like tan and blue. He plays the assistant for the Flight of the Conchords. He's like their manager, and he's really bad at it. And he has this joke that always makes me laugh in the show where he's like, we're going to tour New York and we've got, Central Park. And they're like, we're going to play Central Park. He's like, yes. And then they get to the place and they're like, you said we were playing Central Park. He's like, no, I said, Central Park in New York.
Like as in they're just going to play in a park?
Yes. And one time he got them a gig in an elevator, so it could only really be one or two people at a time that they were playing for.
That's funny.
Yeah, Rhys Darby is very funny.
I just don't find this kind of humor funny, you know, like British humor, Australian humor.
New Zealand humor. You just want a nice, full-on American joke.
American, and don't even like Canadian humor.
Well, because Canadian is way more influenced by British humor.
Especially yeah, I don't like.
Even if you watch a show like Mr. D, that is straight up like the types of situations he gets into. And I like Mr. D a lot, but it is straight up like cringe-worthy by British office standards.
Yeah, I don't like.
Maybe if you liked vampires more, you'd find this funny.
No, I like vampires just fine. I love Twilight.
You don't actually love
Twilight. Yes, I do.
I've never heard you talk about Twilight ever. I'm not saying, oh, how could you? I'm just saying, I don't think you love. This is like your Taylor Swift thing. I feel like when you're like, oh, I love Twilight. Like, no, I've never. You don't have any of her music on your phone. You don't
care.
Okay,
you want some evidence?
No.
Evidentiary support? I was talking to Rhonda last night. Just very weird that we're having this conversation. But I was talking to Rhonda last night, and she said, I'm watching Twilight Saga for like the 100th time. I said, I love Twilight. She said, yeah, so good. I said, which movie are you on? She said the last one. And I said, nice. Mm. So I don't just go around professing my love for no reason.
That's what I'm saying. You don't go around professing your love. I've never heard you speak about those movies.
Yes, I do.
Nicely.
I talk about them often. I believe I've even asked you to watch them before.
No, you haven't.
And you said, no, don't get away from me. You're horrible.
No, I would never say that. Don't put that on people's heads.
I was like, Daniel, that's really mean. And you're like, well, I hate Twilight and I hate you. And I said, oh, okay.
Our improv classes are really paying off.
And you're like, yes. And then I engaged you.
Yeah, if anyone listens to the LDF podcast, they know that's not true, but it's a good story.
That could have been a show that we just put on for people.
Mm-hmm. Are you cold or something?
I'm freezing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, they're talking about how much they like Stu and how much they hate Nick. He's probably going to get their TV to actually work and they're going to be blown away that they don't. You don't just have to watch static. I guess if you're 300...
Can they even watch TV? Like, who cares?
Yeah, well, I mean, they can't look in a mirror, but they can watch TV. I don't know if it would, like, probably blow their mind.
Who knows?
And he's complaining to Peter that they like Stu more than him.
What is he knitting?
I told you, they knit him a sweater because they like him much. See, Stu is cool. When you're talking about stuff he cares about, look how into this Twi-Con Do lesson he is. When they were talking about their vampire stuff, so he was disgusting. Just like...
Honestly, he's really, really gross. Why are all of his teeth spikes?
He's like classic Nosferatu.
What? Stop saying that. I don't know what that is. Isn't that the guy that, like, the philosopher Nostradamus or whatever?
Different. Nosferatu is not Nostradamus.
Is Nostradamus a philosopher?
No, he's just some guy that, like, made some very...
There is a...
crucifix.
Are they allergic to them?
Yeah, you can't show a cross to a vampire.
He can take pictures of himself?
Oh, I guess it's different photography. Maybe you were right. Yeah, just take a picture. I guess they never thought to do that since they're, like, centuries old and probably don't know what a camera is.
Honestly, yeah.
Don't you like that they have a human friend, at least?
No. Because they're probably just going to try and eat him.
No, they stick up for him. Yeah, see, this is... Like, you can poke them, and he's like, yeah, let's do it. That's my name, baby.
So they've never seen a computer.
Why would they?
Is this what I'm to believe?
Why would they ever have occasion to do that?
Well, they go out to bars. So,
would you go out to the bar to hang out on the computer?
I'm just saying, if you're at a bar, you might be like, what is that person typing in the bill onto?
No, all they care about is eating. Okay. You go to the farm and be like, oh, what's that chicken up to?
It's hard to believe that they're going out to nightclubs that they've never seen a TV show.
Well, no, they have a TV, they just don't know what to do with it. You're acting like they were born in like the 80s or something.
This movie sucks. Directorial debut. Who's that?
That's his servant that sent him to the wrong place.
What?
Remember he had a servant that was supposed to send him to his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
And I guess enough time has passed that he looks ancient. But this is going to start on the path to him being able to find that woman that he's in love with.
Was he a vampire with this guy? Like,
no, it was just when he was he was rich and like a count. Is your question, did that guy serve him while he was a vampire?
A vampire, yeah.
No, he wasn't always a vampire.
You would turn me into a vampire. Yeah, but he was a vampire when he was
when he had that guy. Yeah. Sorry, no, this old man is not a vampire.
I know.
But yes, he was a vampire when that guy served him.
Okay.
You were asked the right question. I just wasn't paying attention.
So he just lied to him.
About what?
Turning the old man into a vampire.
I guess he kind of was like, I don't want you to get into this life. It's no good.
He seems to like it just fine.
He does not like it just fine.
He seems to be fine with it.
I mean, what's he going to do? It's been 400 years, basically, of it. I'm sure he's gotten used to it.
So he falls in love with her once again.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're going to get together?
Yeah, they're going to get together.
She's like 1,000.
That would be such a good deal for her to be like, you look exactly the way I, like when we were in love, you look exactly the same. This is such a good deal for me.
Yeah. Does he turn her?
Probably. You'd probably want to keep that going for as long as possible. Yeah, this is him going around telling everyone he's a vampire. And he's talking about Twilight.
So, okay. So he obviously knows what computers are.
Yeah, he just got turned. That's Nick.
I know, but I'm saying, like,
you don't lose your memory just because.
I know, but the other people should know what these things are. Like, why? Computers.
You've seen what their life is. They just hang around playing their instruments.
So stupid.
They just draw pictures and show each other what they look like. They have no time for that. Or maybe they've got all the time in the world, really, but they just don't know that. But...
yeah, literally, they have all the time in the world.
Yeah, they got nothing else to do. This guy is the one that's like, I'm a vampire hunter.
Did Nick say that to him?
Yeah, he called him a fucking piece of shit only because he probably thought he was joking with him. And I don't think that Nick has fully grasped that vampire hunter is a real thing in this world.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
He got really scary for a second.
Oh, this is him just showing everybody that he's actually a vampire.
Red like card, does that mean that you can eat blood there?
No, that just probably is a thing in New Zealand. Oh. I don't know anything about New Zealand. It's a good joke, right? Nick is no good for the group. He needs to be outed. Ousted, rather. Do you agree?
Yeah,
you can say things. Not everyone uses the video option, so they're going to want to know what your thoughts are.
No, I shouldn't say what I was going to say.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
This is good.
I'll tell you after.
I think this is a good fight.
They're as bats.
Yeah, that was good. That was a cool shot.
I mean, I guess.
It's going to be on that thing I follow, One Perfect Shot.
Ugh, they're definitely not pulling any shot from this movie.
Probably not.
No, 100% not. This looks grainy and like. I'm gonna send one to
them. I'm gonna DM them and be like, "Put this one up, baby. I love it's your song, from the Wild,
the Simon and Garfunkel song."
So yeah, this is how he ordered fries, or Stu did, and they're like, "Don't eat it." And he's like, "I don't have to listen to you. You're not my parents." But they are technically his vampire dads. Like, they should know.
What a great song.
It is a good song. He's so stupid. I was angry at Nick almost immediately. And now we're going to see. Yeah.
Oh my, that looks disgusting.
Yeah, it's no good. Why, like, I don't
from
get why
one fry?
Yeah. Like, I don't get why he wouldn't believe them.
I don't know either.
They didn't just turn into vampires.
It would probably just be really hard.
Like, I guess he was just hungry. But, like, if they tell you, like, you're gonna really hate what happens to you, I'd be like, I guess so.
But if you love fries and you were so used to eating fries for your whole life.
Yeah. So you feel for Nick?
I do. It would suck. I would be so pissed if I got turned into a vampire.
You just said you wanted to become one.
No. If I chose to become a vampire. I just wouldn't want to be turned into one.
Against your will.
And I never said I wanted to be a vampire. I said out of rather all the beasts. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be a werewolf. Seems annoying.
Four moons would get you every time.
I don't want to be a witch.
Why not?
Then I would scare you.
You don't think you'd scare me as a vampire?
You'd divorce me really quick. You'd be like, sign these papers, witch.
No, I wouldn't. I would rather you're a witch than a vampire.
Why? At least I'd live forever. I wouldn't eat you.
Yeah, but how do I know that? You would.
We'd be like Bella and Robert Pattinson. Pattinson?
Pattinson. It doesn't matter what his stupid name is.
And we would be like them. I would just love you. And you'd be my non-vampire.
Does she not get turned? I thought she gets turned at the end.
OK, can't remember. That's why you have to rewatch it.
I thought she was like, do it. I want you to turn me.
Oh, yeah. I think she does become one. But she isn't in the first one, and they have a relationship.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the first one.
And if I was a vampire, then I could turn you. We could be together forever. Not sounding so bad now, is it? Or maybe that is. Oh, you don't want to be vampires with me?
I like how quickly you got there.
Yeah. Angry.
Oh, yeah. She got married and he had to step away. He didn't want to ruin her happiness.
Aww.
But then she lets him know she was so sad that day.
Aww, she doesn't look sad. She's probably lying.
Well, I mean, what is he going to do?
Well, not marry if you're sad.
You were probably like, oh, I wanted to see this person. I guess they're dead since they didn't show up.
So you still don't get married if you're sad.
Oh, this is where he masturbates.
So we're to believe he can see. Oh, I see he has a light in his coffin.
I would wager that vampires can see in the dark.
Oh, would you?
They must be able to, right? If you're not allowed to have sunlight, you gotta have some version of... We all know I have excellent night vision. I really wish
you watched True
Blood. I don't like vampires. I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Okay, so, but you like this stupid movie that we have to watch?
Yeah, it's a very fun movie.
Oh, darn.
I can't, like, what do you mean, oh, darn?
I know you're being sarcastic, but why? I just don't care that he's on fire.
I thought you would just look good.
Not good, but, like, also...
That's their best friend. Like, that is their dad, basically.
How did this fire start?
The guy who said, I'm a vampire hunter, legitimately followed them home.
Oh.
And, like, was snooping around. And I think they're going to catch him and kill him.
Ooh.
And that's when the cops come. And then that's when they do their mind control thing where he's like, I really hope I'm able to pull this off. Yeah, they come and they're like, oh, we were having barbecue. They're like, you're not allowed to barbecue in your house. He's like, oh, no? Okay. But it is barbecue, nothing else. Oh, that's right. I think at one point they're like...
So Peter's dead.
Yeah, big time.
Pietor.
100%.
Pietor.
I think when they go to that party where no humans are allowed, they're pretty much like, well, why don't we just give them one of the cameramen instead of Stu, like if they want to eat somebody.
Oh my gosh.
I guess they need to find out what happened. Yeah, that's the vampire hunter there. But they have to hide. I mean, I guess he has all that stuff on him. Oh, no. Unfortunately for you.
Here's our sweet Peter.
Peter grew on me. He was very upsetting to look at first, but then I was like, it's kind of funny that he like.
Disgusting. So how did this guy die?
They snapped his neck.
Oh, okay. It looks like he was burned as well.
I'm going to be honest with you. While I was rewatching this, I thought he also was burned, and I was like, that makes no sense. But, yeah, it's... What seemed like a throwaway joke became very real for these four.
Yes.
And especially Peter,
aka
Nosferatu.
Oh my gosh.
Nosferatu. Nosferatu. I'll show you a picture of what Nosferatu looks like.
Great.
This is a good fight. It's like Inception.
Oh, the movie I've seen.
You're such a liar.
I have seen it.
I can't believe you're not watching this fight to see how good the camera work is.
I'm watching. The camera work's just phenomenal in this movie. Wink.
Yeah, here come the cops. This is Nosferatu.
Ew. Yeah, it does look like him.
Doesn't it look the way they took this picture that it's actually just a picture from the olden days of someone instead of a movie? Like they actually captured that on film somehow?
Yeah.
These cops are pretty funny.
Just have a wee look around.
That's always a good role to get, is like
a cop?
Yeah, a cop who takes their job pretty seriously, even in the face of nonsense like this.
So do you like that show?
No. What? I don't like any show that has to do with cops, mainly except for The Wire and S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's the funny one, though.
Oh, I like Reno 911.
Yeah.
That's pretty much exactly what
this
I
is the, like, yeah. This, these guys. This
but
is...
I didn't want to like Reno 911, but it is really funny.
And there's another one with Andy Samberg, or is that Reno 911?
No, that's Brooklyn 99. Yeah. You know what? I do like.
I know.
I forgot about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's been pretty good this season.
Ew, a mother and a daughter got bit by bedbugs on a flight.
That's so, you're not safe
it's
anywhere.
My worst nightmare.
Hate bedbugs. Remember when we were kids and it was just funny to say, don't let the bedbugs bite? And now that this is just a real threat in our lives.
No, I always thought bedbugs were fake. I never thought they were a real thing. And then
I thought they were just from olden times and when no one would ever have to deal with them again.
No, I never thought that. I thought that they were just a fake thing. And then these bedbugs came about and people just named them bedbugs because they thought it would go with the rhyme.
Yeah, but legitimately, bedbugs are a thing.
I know. I know that.
Mm. I don't think you do.
I'm very well aware. We watch Another Dirty Room.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dan Bell.
No.
What do you mean no?
This is the second time you shouted him out. He's had enough publicity.
What? I have?
Yeah.
When did I shout him out before?
I don't remember which episode.
I think I'm losing my memory. I did not. You just said that.
No, you have. Not this episode. Oh. In another episode.
Well, can you scratch right here?
Yeah, definitely. See, they're doing their visual trickery to make sure that the cops don't see that people are flying around in the kitchen.
The other night, guys, I was had a very scratchy back, and
this is a good story.
Woke Daniel up to itch my back, and
you mean scratch?
Whatever. And he was so sleepy that he doesn't remember waking up, but he really haphazardly scratched my back. In fact, he didn't really scratch at all.
You made it seem like I used my knuckles.
He basically did. You're like basically pawed my back like a kitten and with no nails. And then I had to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bed frame or the frame of the door and scratch my back on the door like a bear.
The bear necessities.
It was really bad. So we've decided I need a back scratcher. So if anyone has any really good links and hookups, let me know.
Let us know in the comment section.
Let me know.
And then we'll let everyone know.
If you've got the hookups for like maybe a mahogany
one. Scratch that itch for you.
Yes.
It's clever because we're saying exactly what we need.
Yes.
But it's also
read between the lines. The lines are, I need a back scratcher.
Back scratcher.
It's right there.
Yeah. Get your own back scratcher now, please.
I have one. I married him.
Ooh.
He's the best.
Why don't you just, I think he's going to court now. This is their version of court. And they're going to kick him out. Yeah. No, Nick. Nick's going to get kicked out, I think.
For his... Why don't they have any other vampires in this movie? I'm so sick of these.
So you just wanted this movie to be like a story about vampires all over the world.
Yeah, and like not just in this crappy house.
They're going to leave the house, don't you worry, when they meet the beast.
Oh, I can't. This can't come soon enough.
Well, it's going to come sooner rather than later, as there's like probably just 20 minutes left in the movie.
Thank heavens.
I know Nick looks like my good friend Dan Stolfi. Shout out to Dan Stolfi, not Dan Bell.
We should shout out to Dan Bell. He has a lot of followers.
Yeah, why would we shout out to him? He should shout out to us so that his followers...
Yeah, we need to shout out to him so then he starts listening to us and then starts shouting out to us. Dan, by the way, if you're listening, we have some motels up here that we think you should be discovering.
You definitely should come here.
Yeah.
You can stay... We don't even have to worry about being like, you can stay at our place because you're going to stay at the place. So
I don't think they stay there.
Yeah, they do.
Don't.
Yeah, they
definitely
do
not.
Yeah,
they rent it for like a little bit of time. But Dan Bell, Have a Nap Hotel, we're quite sure that you will have an experience and a half there.
If they
Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
What, you disagree?
I don't think they'd let him. I feel like they have enough bad
press. What do you
mean
you don't think they'd let him? People don't let him. He doesn't, it's a hidden camera when he goes to sign up. And then the camera crew just comes in after.
No, you're right.
We're not that far of a drive from Baltimore. We're like 13 hours.
Yeah. Shame. Shame. He's been ousted.
Okay, bye, Nick.
Well, finally.
What do they do when they oust him?
They just shame him and tell him to get the hell out. But they're kind of sad that Stu is leaving, as you can see, because you're definitely watching. They were like, Stu.
Yeah, they love him.
Nick deserves to be ousted.
Yeah, goodbye forever, Nick.
Obviously not forever. But
why not forever?
I mean, he's coming back.
Ugh.
Did you see that the woman who wanted to be turned was pissed off?
Right there.
She's back. I don't know why. Because she already got pissed off at them.
I wouldn't clean this. I'd be like, clean your own blood up.
She's getting there. I think she just finds another vampire to turn her. I want to believe that several months later.
Why do vampires care so much? Like, if I want to be turned, turn me. Doesn't it help you?
It doesn't help them at all. That's just one more person sucking blood that you could be having.
Can't they suck blood from animals?
Probably. I don't know. There, they got invited to the ball.
So now do they need to be invited in at the door? Oh, this is the vampire ball.
No, that's the vampire ball.
Gotcha. I'd love to go to a ball.
Even that vampire ball? If you could pull off pretending that you weren't human?
They would know I'm human. They could see my pulse.
No, because not everyone there is a vampire. There's just no humans allowed. Like, yeah. There's mermaids there, I think.
Yeah, but I'm saying they would be able to see my pulse.
Why? They don't know that Stu is not...
They definitely know that Stu's a human.
No, he just messes up and then they're like, wait a minute. And then they figure it out.
What did they think he was?
Thought he was a ghoul or whatever. Whatever the thing they...
No.
Look at their funny Halloween costumes. A nun.
In true... No, in... What's the one? Twilight? Pretty sure they can see. Or maybe it's in True Blood. They can see the pulse of the human.
I think... There's also that idea that if you're not looking for something, then you're not going to find it. Like, you know, the idea that, like, people are never like, oh, Clark Kent is Superman because they would never expect him to actually be Superman because he's such a dork.
Yeah. Such
Dorcas Malorcas.
Such a dork. I'm going to do quotes there because he's not at all.
No, you
he's
haven't
like
seen
the... He's a super cool reporter, like, no, wears nice glasses.
You do, no, in the movie, he's definitely a big Dorcas Malorcas. And in Kill Bill,
I'll tell you right now, I am never watching the movie because I hate Superman. Worst superhero. You can't even call him a superhero.
Hulk is the worst superhero by far.
No. Hulk is way better than Superman.
Not even like...
Superman is so boring. The next after Superman in boringness comes your little fella, Captain America.
Yeah, in the comics he's boring. I don't care for him.
In the movie.
No, not in the movie.
Captain America, boring as... Then comes the Hulk.
The Hulk is boring. By Mark Ruffalo, but
the Hulk is boring.
Yeah.
And then in boringness comes Thor.
Yeah, I don't care about
I'm
Thor.
I'm like, ugh, God.
I should reach. I'm not talking about the movies now. I'm just talking about when I think about the characters.
Then
I find, for anyone listening, because I think Chris Hemsworth is charming as all get out.
Yeah, I agree.
But he's boring. The character's boring, but he's cool.
He's fine.
And I think this movie that we're going to see will prove you wrong.
Then comes Spider-Man.
Not boring. You even liked his movie.
I didn't say he's boring. I said just said then comes Spider-Man.
What do you mean? Then comes You're Batman. Listing the most boring people.
But then I've gone going from least boring to less. Wait.
There's way boring, more superheroes.
Most boring to I like.
Look at him.
Ew, what is this?
I think it's his costume or something bad happened. No, sorry. He got so depressed about having to see the Beast again that that's just what he looks like. They thought it was a costume, but he's just messed up. I think that's like his version of being sick.
Gross.
He's stressed out.
And sorry, again, the beast is his ex?
Yes.
The Cathedral of Despair.
Yeah. At a bowling club. Mm. Yeah, see, there's zombies. I don't think you're allowed to call them zombies.
Walkers.
Yeah, like they're like, oh, that's so racist when people do this. I would hate having to deal with zombies if I was a vampire. But like, ugh, get yourself together. We all live forever, but you guys look horrible.
Well, zombies I don't think really live forever.
Yeah, they do. They're undead.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, she got turned. Someone else turned her. That's what I remember.
Good.
Oh, I'm a vampire.
I'm a vampire.
She should punch him.
She should. Or bite him.
It's going to do nothing.
Might. But vampire blood can heal you really quickly.
Is this True Blood or Twilight that told you this?
Twilight.
I'm not here to... True Blood. I'm not here to like...
One of them. You know what? To be honest, I'm never going to know because I'm really getting them all mixed up.
They're both equally as good.
I'll tell you something. Alexander Skarsgård as a vampire was pretty attractive.
Remember when his brother was it?
Remember when the other guy that was in the show as a vampire, Sugar. Bill, is married to Sookie?
Yeah. And now he's on an X-Men show. And when
everyone used to talk about how I reminded them so much of Sookie and also looked like her, and I was like, okay, I don't.
That woman, not her, she's about to come up, is the Beast. I wish I could hear her name. It's really going to bother me. I guess we'll just have to watch the credits.
Oh, yay.
How are you sleeping, Odie? We've had
can tell you why, because this movie is horrible.
No, she's just finally at peace. There, this is the Beast.
She looks like a beast. That's the beast. So he didn't even go?
No, he's too stressed out. He looks horrible.
Yeah, he looks disgusting.
This should have been in one of the frightening things. Sexually explosive.
Ooh, she looks evil.
Yeah, they were evil together, and then he became less evil, and she was kind of like, ugh, you're disgusting to me. Is her name Camille? I can't remember. It's like a...
Why is that the guy beside her?
Yeah, I don't know what he is. Is he a ghoul?
I don't know.
Because he's not a zombie, it doesn't feel like... Why wouldn't everyone float if they could float?
Horrible party.
It's too small, I think. That's funny. It's a really funny gag.
So what are the two people that can...
Well, one of them was Stu, so he's going to get found out soon enough. And the other guy was a zombie. Yeah, she's about to... She's going to like sniff and be like, "You're..." And you... This, yeah, you've got really warm hands, too. Software analyst.
Huh. See, I think they know he's human.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they can't like sniff it, but they're like...
You said they didn't know.
No, he ruins it for himself by like lying, but she goes like, "You've got warm hands."
What do you mean the people at this party don't know? But the vampire friends know
he's human. Yeah, obviously.
That's what I was saying.
What? I told you that was the joke, is that they like the human. They like the human way more than they like the new vampire.
This is very confusing to me. I hate zombies.
These ones are funny, but yeah, overall.
So gross. Would you rather be killed by a werewolf, a vampire, or a zombie? Or a witch?
Well, I don't even know how witches kill. Do they just eat you?
I think they like took a spell.
Seems less painful, yeah.
I would rather be eaten by a vampire.
If
not a zombie, 100%.
If all of them are going to be painful, if all of them are going to be painful, then yeah, vampire. Because I feel like a prick in the neck won't be.
Very terrifying.
A zombie death and a werewolf death would be the same. They're just going to tear you apart.
Yeah. It's true.
It's not going to help. Yeah, I think they're like trying to figure out how to get him out of there as he's drawn way too much attention to himself. Maybe on Wikipedia it'll say what her name is. They don't let us to feast on him. It's a good point they're making. He shouldn't be there. He could be a vampire hunter.
He could be a vampire hunter for sure.
He isn't, though, but he could be.
He's just a software analyst.
I'm a software analyst. Oh, I knew it was going to be somewhat important to me, but I didn't want to make it. I didn't want to say it too close to it because then you would think that's how I feel. Her name's Pauline.
What?
Yeah, the beast's name is Pauline.
Oh my God, Daniel! Why are you doing this to me?
What? No one likes Pauline in this movie.
I feel like this is a slight.
Get this. The character name is Pauline, played by Elena.
No way! That's so weird. You see that?
Look, he made it. He's looking good and he's back, baby. I think he has sex with her just one last time, too.
Oh, that's really funny.
Your former lover. It's funny because she does not
this
even...
This is the second time. Remember we just saw a thing for a movie the other day? There's a person named Pauline and she's also not a great character. Why does everyone hate my name?
Who knows? Very nice. I like how you asked why I'm doing this to you as if I wrote the movie.
I feel like you put this movie on the list because of that.
As I told you, I thought her name was Pam or Jillian. And then while we were talking, I was like, I have a sinking feeling that her name is Pauline. And I knew that the first time we were going about it, but I was like, nah, couldn't be. Maybe it's Camille. And then I was like, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to look it up. And
Do they call her Pauline in this movie?
Yeah, at one point. Well, because only he calls her the Beast. Everyone else calls her Pauline. Yeah, this is where he's like, you can have one camera guy, maybe that camera guy. They're going to fight. Nice.
I love his fur coat.
This is the best he's looked in the movie. Like, before they used to look like idiots. But at least in this one, he looks well put together.
I wonder if Pauline's a popular name in New Zealand.
She's not from New Zealand. She's, like, Slavic or something.
It's not a popular name. In any...
Because she's presumably wherever he's from, which is like Russia.
What is happening?
He's sucking his essence. But then Stu saves him. I told you, Stu looked out for them. Even though that happened, my memory tells me that they still get together at some point, and then he regrets it. Stu's the best.
So they don't kill Stu?
No. They legitimately like Stu.
No, I thought you said someone killed Stu and they
put
them back together.
Yeah, werewolves.
Oh, right.
They're about to get caught by werewolves. And I think Stu just realized they're actually vampires. He's like, oh, what? What's going on?
You didn't realize?
No, that's what I said. Part of the humor was him just not caring at all. Probably part of the reason he refused to lie about what he did when he was in that situation. A software analyst. Oh, so these werewolves are obviously just trying to chain themselves up because they know it's about to be a full moon.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean?
Well, on a full moon, they're going to turn into the werewolf.
So why would they chain themselves up then?
So they don't hurt anyone they love.
Oh.
Like they, I would assume, have like families and stuff, and they probably are like, ugh, gotta get out of here.
Gotcha.
But they're about to hurt Stu.
That sucks. Poor Stu.
But it's what brings them together. But they all, in the not post-credits, but like in the aftermath, are like, hey, remember that time we killed your friend?
But they put him back together, you say?
Yeah. Well, that's my memory, that they put him back together. He looks horrible, possibly a werewolf.
I can't believe the beast's name is Pauline.
I'm being honest with you, even after I saw that movie, it didn't click with me that her name was Pauline.
Did you see this movie while we were even together?
Yep. And I didn't come home and be like, hey, I saw this movie where the bad guy was called Pauline.
No, you didn't.
It just didn't like click with me that her name was Pauline.
So how did you know that?
It's just something in my head was like, I'm afraid that her name is Pauline. And it was just, and I had that, I keep going back to it, but I had the thought just that I was like, yeah, she's the beast and she's his ex-wife that he hates and made him feel emasculated. And I didn't want to follow up with it. And I'm pretty sure her name's Pauline. So I played dumb for a bit, but then I was like, nah, it's just in the back of my head, I'm like, I'm pretty sure it is Pauline. Yeah, I don't know if you just saw that Stu got.
No, I didn't see. Like, I couldn't tell anyway. Oh, that's Stu.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's dead for now. Or was that the other? Oh, no, that Nick's there.
It didn't look like Stu, to be honest. But
it didn't, but can't be anyone else, really, because everyone lives but Stu for the time being. Yeah, it's still Stu. They're just really ragdolling him.
That sucks.
You know what? That could have been a cameraman.
Yeah, I think it was. That's Stu.
Yeah. I know for a fact Stu gets got. I'm just saying the first person was probably a cameraman. But look at these amazing graphics.
They're not amazing at all. I can see the strings.
You can see the strings. Fake. Hashtag haters will say it's fake.
What?
Never seen that?
No.
When someone posts something that's quite clearly fake, they'll be like, haters will say it's fake. Because that was a thing back in the day. I remember you'd see a video online and be like, that's so cool. Then someone like, it's fake. And you'd be like, oh. Can't live in a world with magic ever.
Hate magic.
I know. I tried to get you to watch that Penn and Teller show. You know that scary mask guy, magician? That is on Netflix. I didn't realize that. We always see the meme of it, but I'm like, oh boy, that's on Netflix.
What scary mask guy?
I'll show you. This guy. He would obviously be a werewolf.
Ew. That's so scary.
Yep.
Yuck. It's on Netflix.
I used to watch it all the time. All the while being like, what an off-putting mask he's got on.
Very.
But I guess you're not, like, it really is against the rules to, like, tell people how tricks are done.
Oh.
So he has to hide his identity.
Well. How does anyone find out how they're done?
Well, I mean, if you're a magician, then sure, I'm sure you can be an apprentice or something and be like, oh, now I'm learning the trick.
I wonder if that's an apprenticeable trade. Registered.
Some more inside baseball. They're mourning Stu.
Oh, bye, Stu. I love how he's wearing, like,
yeah, the
vampire
grills.
Teeth.
I guess this scene could end cut too. I know it's probably important, but not funny to me. That's a good joke then.
What do you say?
He was basically just talking about the terrible way that Stu died, and he's like, I hope I made you feel better.
Look, is it the same cops?
Yeah. They're going to save his life, I guess. This is straight up New Zealand 911.
Do you think Odie would want to be a werewolf?
I don't think anyone wants to be a werewolf.
Why?
I think that's part of the like myth. All the monsters are different things, right? So like the vampire is seduction, werewolf is like really becoming an animal and losing your humanity. I don't remember. I think I just heard this recently. The Frankenstein's monster is supposed to be like what people were fearing would happen as people try to continue to like create and try to play God. So they all stand in for something. And I think, yeah, that's the whole point of werewolf is that no one wants to be the werewolf. Everyone's afraid of it. Even if you are, in fact, the wolf man, you are like, this is such a curse. There is no good side to this. Whereas at least when you're a vampire, you can kind of be like, I'm going to live forever.
Odie might want to be a wolf. Of where?
But you do realize that would just mean she turns into a human. She's already the dog.
Oh my God. That would be amazing.
Then she would be Kate McKinnon.
Oh my goodness. That would literally be my dream.
As I said when we first met, I feel like that's the voice of Odie, is Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Michelle Yeoh.
Who?
Exactly. There's Peter again. Good for him.
Oh, and Stu.
I guess that probably means a lot to them because they've never been able to take a picture of themselves before.
Yeah.
Now they can have that memory.
Oh, I thought it was over.
Nick the vampire here. Here we go. Nick's about to bring back Stu, baby. To blow everyone's mind.
So you have to stake vampires through the heart, right? Not yeah. through the head?
Yeah, head is a zombie.
So is he a vampire now?
No, I think he's a werewolf because he got ravaged by werewolves. I think that's what he is. This is the second time Nick has... Yeah, I think he turned into a werewolf. I think this is the second time Nick has brought threats to the house. I guess he didn't put them back together so much as his scars look like he's been pieced back together.
Yeah.
And they did nothing.
Reenactment.
They did nothing to help him, so I should take back what I said. What's with... Oh... Because I guess once you turn back, you're going to... Ugh, come on. Stop it.
Sorry.
Bless you, my love.
I think we had this conversation last time where you said I don't sneeze a lot, and I've just sneezed 3 times.
Oh, 3 times.
On this podcast. How many times have you sneezed?
I don't ever want to subject people to that kind of stuff, so I keep it to myself like a good...
Sneezing is very natural.
...human being. I'm not a werewolf.
I'm a beast, apparently, according to you and this movie.
What is happening here? I like that they became friends.
Well, I think this is the natural pairing, vampires and werewolves. They love each other.
Yeah, like in Twilight. Yeah. I remember how they didn't have a war against each other.
They became friends.
So they copied pretty this sure. movie, probably.
And also in True Blood, the werewolves, they could get on each other's, like,
no,
let's help each other
they're
out.
They're together. No, that's the whole thing. Werewolves and vampires are Romeo and Juliet of the monsters world. That's what that movie Underworld is about. That vampire falls in love with a lichen.
Oh, he's biting her.
Yeah, now they're going to live together forever. Sounds horrible. Whatever, it's a callback. This episode has come full circle because at first you're like, I would be a vampire, but it turns out you already are.
Yeah. Based on a true story of the Beast.
Mm-hmm. The end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dun. Okay, so review time. Hated it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, he's back with Pauline there.
Oh.
So that should make you feel better.
Doesn't make me feel better.
No, then now they hate each other again. He called her the Beast to her face. Oh, now she's got someone to do her bidding. Her husband.
Oh.
Write that down. Too many editors on this movie, I think.
Oh,
three?
You can call them about it.
So what was your favorite part?
The end.
No, that can't possibly be true. You liked Stew stuff.
Fine, I guess Stew stuff.
My favorite part, especially this time, was how much they legitimately liked Stew. But nothing will ever beat the thing with the bouncers. I find that was the joke from the trailer that made me like, I'm going to love this movie. Even when it was like, it doesn't look that good.
No, it looks horrible.
But
it just looks like a bunch of people got together on a weekend and filmed it.
Just like filmmakers, baby. Oh. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I like. Love this movie. Glad that it could win you over on Captain America Civil War.
Okay, it did.
No, wait. No, we didn't do that for this. We only did Winter Soldier for this movie. For this
it
podcast.
It didn't win me over on Captain America.
Yeah, you were like, it's a better movie.
Okay, I take it back. I like this better than Captain America.
No, do you?
Yeah.
Are you being honest?
Yeah, I would rather watch this than Captain America. And I really don't like this movie.
No, you do like it. Okay, so this is a win then. It's a second win in a row.
Do not in any way take this as a win.
The wins are In Bruges.
No!
You liked In Bruges.
I just didn't hate it. I just wasn't like, okay.
In Bruges, Life, and What We Do in the Shadows wins.
What We Do in the Shadows is not a win. I don't like this movie. It stinks.
Wins. Mm-mm. This is a win. Come on. You have to admit this.
It is not a win. I don't like it. I don't like this kind of humor. I don't like this like horrible filming.
You do not like this cinematography.
No.
Well, that's hurtful. Anyway, everybody...
Hurtful? You weren't filming it.
I did film it. As you can see, my name's right there.
Is there a side gig I don't know about?
No. Then this was 3 years ago.
I still knew you 3 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. A side gig. That was what I was doing 3 years ago, filming this movie. If you have comments, if you've got questions... Well, that's a good joke, right? Just like Men in Black.
I love Men in Black.
That's a good movie.
Great movie.
Joe had a plan to do that on here. Joe Bin.
Yes. I thought she did do that.
No, she did Lion King. It was great.
Oh, right.
Anyway, if you want to hear that, go to tdfeverything.com/LDFpodcast. But if you want to listen to more episodes like this, go to tdfeverything.com/mvsmpod, where you'll see our social media, you'll see where you can comment, and we would love to hear from you and love to know that you're enjoying these rounds. This has been round 16. My name is Daniel, and I love you, Pauline.
I love you too. And enjoy your day, evening, weekend, month, year, whatever it is that you're celebrating.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be a beast. You know what I mean? Okay, goodbye.